Seattle's won five in a row as they tried to sweep the Twins away on Thursday. Kyle Gibson starting for Minnesota trying to stop them. Miguel Sano trying to help them. Mike Zunino, he was the hero on Wednesday night. In the top of the fourth inning, it's still a scoreless game until Jason Castro steps to the plate facing Christian Bergman.
The pitch to Castro, swing and a drive deep to right field. Gamble going back to the track, to the wall, looks up. Goodbye, baseball. Jason Castro, with his sixth home run of the season, has given the Twins a 1-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball, slow roller out to Cano at second. He charges and he bobbles the ball. He's got it rounding third, and now a throw to third, and it gets him by Seager trying to get Adrianza. And the ball gets on by Seager. Here comes Adrianza on to score. And the Twins now have a 2-0 lead. Robbie Cano was stationed way out there in shallow right field. Had to come back onto the dirt portion of the infield to get to it. It hit off his glove, and very rarely do you see that. Adrianza made a wide turn around third, going from second to third. Safe at first, Maurer. He winds up on its second base now as Minnesota's taken a 2-0 lead. The bobble by Cano. And then the throw over to Kyle Seager was in the dirt, so Cano's going to be charged with an error in the throw, and Adrianza was able to get up and score on the play. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1 to Robbie, swing and a line shot center field. Buxton going back, leaps up, and he makes the catch on the run, and he falls to the warning track. Byron Buxton, a running catch straight away center field and deep. Racing back to Robbie Cano of an extra base hit, and he just saved a couple of runs for Minnesota. What a catch by Buxton in center. Runners get their leads, and the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a liner, caught by the pitcher. Rogers throws back the second to double up. Robbie Cano at second base, and that'll end the inning. Holy smokes, what a catch by the pitcher, Taylor Rogers. A line shot right back at him off the bat of Zunino. Otherwise, that's into center field to drive in a run. But Cano has doubled off second base, and the inning is over.
The Mariners' five-game winning streak is snapped by Minnesota in a 2-1 ball game on Thursday. Here's Seattle manager Scott Servais.
Luck was not on our side tonight. It happens some nights. We've been playing very good baseball, and outside of one little miscue tonight, we did play a very good ball game. I thought Gibson was really good. Mixed in his curveball really well. Was locating the fastball. Kept our guys. It was really hard to get much going against him. But Berge gave us a chance. That's what he's been doing lately. And then our bullpen again, keeps it right there and keeps the score tight for us. But a couple key plays in the game. Obviously the ball that Buxton ran back over diving, with a couple guys on. I think Cano hit that in the fifth inning, and then the line drive double play there in the eighth that Zunino hit. So again, we continue to play really good baseball. Just wasn't our night tonight, but giving two runs up against that team, we'll take that. Most times we'll be on the better side of this thing. But what happens, again, I'm really happy with the way we're playing, and hopefully we continue that here throughout the weekend.
That error from two errors, I guess, from Cano there in the fifth inning, just a lapse from him?
Errors happen. They're part of the game. No matter how great players are, it does happen once in a while. And you typically don't see it out of Robbie. He's got great hands. One of the most sure-handed second basemen in the league. But it got away from him. And, the throw was offline. Obviously, short hop there at third. And, very uncharacteristic play. But it happens once in a while.
His pitch count got up. Kept you in it. But
it did, yeah. He really had a hard time putting them away early. A lot of foul balls, a lot of deep counts. And in the second inning, he was already at into the high 40s in pitches. So we knew at that point it was probably going to be five innings tonight. And but again, he continues to do a good job for us. I can't say enough about the job that he has done. He throws strikes. He goes after them. He's not going to blow anybody away. But he's really gaining some confidence too, which is great for him.
Catch by Buxton, he's pretty good out there.
He's a special athlete. He's as good as it gets in our game. How he runs and can run balls down in the outfield is as fast as Dyson is in the outfield. Buxton strides probably what Junior looked like here running around a few years ago. It's a special athlete, and he made a great catch. That does happen in this game.
The Mariners came into the game averaging over 8 runs per game in June, but they just couldn't get anything going, says Jerrod Dyson.
He kind of kept us off balance with the off-speed and fastball. He was mixing it up pretty good, but he was throwing a lot of off-speed to us. And I don't know if he used to throwing that curveball like that, but in the past, I know he's been solid, two-seamer guy, changeup, slider, but he was mixing up pretty good tonight. He did a great job.
Their center fielder, Buxton, made a couple of great catches. What do you see in him just as a young player coming up?
He's just a young player to go out there and just play the game hard, you know. Sometimes he don't get the results he's looking for, but, you know, he still go out there and you tell his defense, he don't let his offense affect his defense, and that's how you got to separate the two. And when you ain't getting hits, you got to kind of try to take hits away from people, and he did a great job with that. You know, he took a big one from Cano that could have tied the game up, so which could have been somebody else out there.
You take a hit away, though, right at the warning track. You hit that wall pretty hard. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'd be fine. You know, I'd be all right. You know, just another day at work. You know, it's tough. I try to make plays when I'm out there, you know, and tonight I was able to make my plays, but, you know, unfortunately we came up short.
Next up, the Mariners begin a 3-game series on Friday against the Blue Jays at Safeco.